Yom HaShem al Moshe. Emor al Kahanim b'nei Aharon. Say to the Kahanim, the sons of Aharon, Yomar ta'aleim, you should say to them, the nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, you should not defile themselves to a dead body in their nation. Rashi says, what's the double lashon? Emor al Kahanim b'nei Aharon v'amar ta'aleim. So Rashi, lahazir gidoylem al Kahanim. To warn the Gedolim, to warn the Ketanim. The Medrash says a different pshat in this double Amira. Medrash says that Malachim that don't have a Yetzahara, so they only need one Amira. But the Neyodim that have a Yetzahara, they need two Amiras. So the Maggid asks the question, what is the second Amira going to have over the first? To repeat the same thing over again, So you repeated it a second time, but how does that take care of the Yetzirah? What is the very same Amira going to accomplish? She says like this, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Einecho l'noichach yabitu, your eyes should look to the person opposite you, and then va'afapecho yashiru negdecho, and then focus your eyelids on yourself. So the Maggid says, Amari, what do you think? He says, what's Shlomo HaMelech telling us over here? It's an eitzah for somebody that learns Torah, how he's going to be able to come to the understanding of Amita Shel Torah, and to come to the right maskanos. He says, Einechel v'noichach yabitu. When you first learn Torah, learn the Torah as if you're teaching it to somebody else. Vavos. If you're going to learn the Torah for yourself, there's yetzahara, there's negiyas involved that causes you to misinterpret the Torah. For example, let's say your fellow is learning Hilchas Tzitzis. Hilchas Tzitzis says, but Tzitzis are not his doubts as I. If he learns a Benegayah to himself, he's cheap on the money, or he's lazy to go and buy another pair of Tzitzis, he'll interpret it, well, maybe it's only a Hidur, or it's only a Midas Hasidus, or it's only this, but the evidence kosher, it's fine. Or if something's wrong with his talus, he'll somehow rather find Paiskim to say, nah, it's not the worst thing in the world. There the Yetzirah could cause you to misinterpret things because of your egin and negiyas. So therefore, the best thing is l'chadchila einecho l'noichach yabitu. Learn the Torah as if you're teaching it to somebody else. When you're giving groshes to somebody else, the godless of the mitzvah tzitzis, mamish, the importance of doing it l'chadchila, to be a b'dievid, a kiyid, to do a mitzvah b'dievid, it might pass for other people, but for yidin like us, a pasnish, and he pictures like he's giving the drasha to other people, he's learning it l'shem them. So then the negiyas falls by the wayside, and then the Yetzirah is not working on him. Memele, Shlomo HaMelech says, Einecho l'noichach yabitu. When you first learn it as if you're teaching it to others. After you come to the right maskanas, and you know there's mikra adin and such, then vafa pech yashu negdecho, then you focus your eyes on yourself, because now that you know the emes l'amita shel Torah, now you can focus it on yourself. That's shot in the Medrash. So the Malachim don't have a Yetzirah to dray the makab, and they don't have the negiyas to misinterpret. By them, one Amir is good enough. Of Ben Adam, that has the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah can make him misinterpret halachas because of his negiyas, there you need two Amiras. The first Amir is as if you're learning it with other people. And then you focus it on yourself. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. It's Megayah, how much ishtadlus should a person put in for Parnasa? Mishnah Berurah says, every person varies. Every person will be mashu, of course, is totally in a bunch of factors. How much bitachin does a person have? How much can he live on his bitachin? How many physical needs does he have? It's totally in a bunch of things. But he gives a rule of thumb. Says, picture that you'd have to work to support somebody else. So how much would you evaluate that other person when it comes to yourself? You don't come up with the exact right maskanas because you're egging in the gears. But if you picture you're doing it for somebody else, then you come to the right maskanas. And that's the shot over here with the two amiras, emor v'amarta. Those are the dum namagi. Dabar el Aaron lemer. Speak to Aaron saying, Ish mi zaracha l'dayrei sam, asher yir by mum, lo yikrav, lahakrav lechem elikov. If somebody will have a mum, You should not come forth to the Mizbeach to be makriv the korban of Hashem. So the Ramban over here asks a ha'are. In all other places it says, or most other places it says, Daber el Aaron vel banav. Speak to Aaron and to his sons. Over here, it sounds like they excluded Aaron from this halacha. Daber Aaron leimar, ishmi zaracha. If one of your children has a mum, he shouldn't step forward to do the avodah. Why did the pasuk change over here and say Daber Aaron ishmi zaracha, as if you're being mighty Aaron in a cloud? Zokta Ramban, this comes to teach us how great the Kedusha of Aaron was, and to teach us there's no need to worry, to warn Aaron about the parasha of Mumim, quote, Ki Aaron Kedosh Hashem, Kula Yofe Umum Lo Yehiyavoy. Aaron is the Kedosh of Hashem, he's completely Tumim and beautiful, he will not have a Mum. Same thing in the parasha of Tzaras and Zov. The Torah says, Ish Mizera Aaron. But it doesn't say Aaron HaKoyin. Ramban says, Ki lo yerazeh begufoy, ki malach Hashem tzavakesu. The male of the Torah does not include Aaron in the parasha of Mumin and in the parasha of Taras and Zov. Yet, the Ramban quotes the Torah's Kahanim. Me'idr Kisa. Torah's Kahanim, it says, Kol Ish. Why does it have to say Kol Ish? Because it says, Zera Aaron. Zera Aaron will have a mum. Engel Yel Azari. I only see if his children have a mum. Aaron Atzmai Minayim. And if Aaron himself has a mum, how do you know he's Pasul? Ki Kol Ish. Kol Ish is Marbi, even Aaron himself. Vaisov and Mitzorah, the same thing. Zera Aaron. Engel Yel Azari. Atzmai minayim talmalayim avuhu tzarua oizav. So l'chayra, we just said that by Aaron it's not going to happen. So how does the Torah, why is it mar ba'aron l'gabim mum, it's not shaykh to happen. Zok the Ramban, a very different thing. He says, the Torah is being maram is Aaron. He doesn't say it beferish. Ki lo yisismach ha-Torah b'azor reseh al ha-neis. The same way a person is ain't saymken al ha-neis, the Torah is not Seimach al HaNeis. That means we have to state what the halach is regarding Aaron in case he does get it. Right? So we have to state it because we're not Seimach al HaNeis. Yet, it only said it B'derech Ramiza in a drasha. It didn't say it out in the open because of covet of Aaron and because to show us how great he is that such a thing would not happen to him. Yet the Torah B'derech Drush has to tell us what takia happens if it happens, right? Ain't some canal anais. So B'derech Drush says it in a remez, but it will not say it out in the open. And out in the open, it leaves Aaron out because the mum will not happen. It's an interesting concept that the Torah is not same canal anais. You find that by the Menorah also. Even though the Menorah was never totally extinguished, right? When things were right, the Ne'emar Ravi also burned. But the Torah is not same canal anais. The Torah tells us. And what happens if it is extinguished? It is different halachas, right? Even though when things were right, it wasn't. But the Torah has to tell us what happens if not, because we don't rely on an ace. One place we rely on an ace by Saita, the whole business with the Mayim Amarim, with the Torah Samech al Anais, because there the Shechina comes down to bring Shalom or Lehapach to be Mavara. There shouldn't be too many Klal Yisrael. But the Derek Klal, the Torah is not Samech al Anais. But you see, Al-Fayde Shalaren, we didn't say it out in the open, we only said it in B'derech Remiza. Daber Al-Aaron Vel-Bonav, Vel-Kol B'nei Yisrael. Ish-ish mi beis Yisrael, umen ager bi Yisrael. Ashi yakriv korbonoi l'chol nidreyem, l'chol nidreysa. Every person in the Torah goes on to say, to speak about the korbonis. So from the words ish-ish, the Gemara Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says, l'rabbi says hanochrem, Shenoidrim Nidorim Unidovis Ki Yisrael. However, when a guy is menad of something as a carbon, there's no such thing as a carbon shlomim. It's only an oilet. The Gemara darkens out that a guy can only be menad of an oilet. One would think that an oilet is more ruchnius, think it goes out totally Lashem. Totally Lashem. So, but if anything, she should be more in a carbon that has more gashmi, isn't it? the carbon of a guy is a carbon oil, a natural one. The Maisa Shahaya, the Velozhin Yeshiva, had a Meshulach that went around collecting money for the Yeshiva. So he came to one of the Balabatim, the land is Balabas. He said, I'm not going to give it to you. He wants to send it directly to Reb Chaim. So he sent in a dove directly to Reb Chaim, and he included a letter in the envelope. He doesn't want to give money to the Meshulach because he wants to keep all his money to go to the yeshiva. He's not interested in the Meshulach taking a percentage of the Nedava. So Reb Chaim sent back the Nedava. He sent him a letter that's a minig of the Goyim. The Goyim, they don't want anybody else to have it but for their religion. But by a Yid, the minig of Yidden is that a Yid has a chalik in the Nedava. And he brought a raya from this parasha over here. What's the shot? Why does a Goy only bring a carbon oila? Why is it not shayach a carbon shlama? Because a Goy only has a musig of serving a higher or serving Hashem if it goes totally to Hashem. But that another person should share in that, that's not a vaydis Hashem. That's physical. A Yid understands that to help another Yid, to give another Yid a chalik in it, to give the Kahanim a chalik in it, and to have a Maisa Achila and the Shlomo Magashmi is the Gezach, that's also a chalik of Avodas Hashem. So Memela, the Yiddish Hashkafa is that Adarab, to give another Yid a chalik in this serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Yiddish concept. And by the Goyim, it's not like that. And the Mokker is from this pasuk over here. Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, V'yomar Ta'aleyim, you should say to them, Moyadei Hashem, Asher Tikroi Sam Mikroi Kodesh, Elu Hei Moyadei. So we find over here in the Moyadim a chilik between some of the Moyadim and the other Moyadim. By some of them it says Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. And by others it does not say Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. By the mitzvah of the bringing of the Omer, by the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah, and by Sukkis, it says Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. And also, Mayadi Hashem Asher Tikro Isam, V'mayadam, it says Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. By those four things. The Idr Gisa, Pesach, and Shavuos, and Yom Kippur, it does not say Dabar El Bnei Yisrael. What's the chilik? Why over here yeah, and over here not? So the Panim Yavis says the Gevaldik Gibshat. It's Yodua. Now, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin of Lamed Vav that whenever it says B'nai Yisrael, it comes to exclude B'nai Yisrael, B'loi B'nai Yisrael. By the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer, women are potter. Right? The mitzvah says Hashem's Man Grama. So there it says B'nai Yisrael, B'loi B'nai Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah, they're potter from Shofar, B'nai Yisrael, B'loi B'nai Yisrael. Sukkis, their partner from sitting in the sukkah, and from Dalad Mina, because Mr. Seisha's man Rama, again, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai B'nai Yisrael. Being Mekadosh the Mayadim, also women cannot do that, because you need a Bezdin for that. It says Mishpat. Women cannot be on a Bezdin. So by all of those powers, he says B'nai Yisrael, L'mayit Noshim. Right? But by Pesach, they're chayiv in matzah, because they're chayiv in the Yisra of chametz. So you also have a mitzvah of matzah. Right? By Shavuos, there's no mitzvah to be reminded them from. And Yom Kippur, women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. The medal there does not say B'nai Yisrael to exclude B'nai Yisrael. Does not depend on Yavis. By the mitzvah of the Yomer state in Pesach, the Hainif es ha'Yomer l'fnei Hashem l'rtzaincha. You're going to be makrovit, mi mochras ha-shabbos yinifenu ha-koyim. The day after, the first day of Pesach, yinifenu ha-koyim. Usvartem lochem mi mochras ha-shabbos, mi yoyim ha-viach mesoyim ha-tenufa, sheva shabbos es temim es tiyan. Now, the craft of mincha chadosha l'Hashem on Shavuos, you bring the mincha chadosha. So Rashi says, what's mincha chadosha? A new mincha that you didn't bring before. Shavuos, you bring a mincha made out of wheat and its chametz. That's the shtei halechem. Mashen came the mincha se'omer that you brought on the second day of Pesach. That was made out of se'omer. So first of all, Daf Vashtein, why the first carbon was brought out of se'omer, and the second pasuk is made out of chitim. Also, what's the stress on the words mimachras haShabbos, the day after Shabbos? These words created a great problem for Klal Yisrael, because the Tzedukim types that up to mean the day after the seventh day, which is Shabbos, and they held that it always has to be done on Sunday, and you start counting the Yomer from Sunday, big machloikis, till they disproved it, the Chacham disproved it with Kamarayas. So why does it say Mimachros HaShabbos? What's it trying to teach us over here? It says numerous Pshatim that are said, but the Shem Yishmul says a Gevaldige Pshat of Chizuk. We know that Se'irim is Michael Behem. The Gemara calls Se'irim Michael Behem. And Chitim, especially Chametz, is a Michael of a person that's well off. It's a Chashim of Michael. There are times in a person's life when he feels like a behemoth. He's going through nisyonos, he's going through hardships. His ruach ha'odom, his spirit, is broken within him. And he feels on the madrega of a behemoth that eats sa'irim. The Torah over here gives us chizuk. When a person's holding in such a matziv, he has to remember the mimachros ha'shabbos. What's the mimachros ha'shabbos? You were once lowly slaves in Mitzrayim. You were to shmeis, you were to brachim, sayin gashmiyah, sayin ruchniyah. You were in the memteshari tuma. Mamish, the lowest of the low. You knew that the goals were supposed to last for 400 years, and there were 190 years to go. And what hope was there? Afal pikein, the Yidden persevered. They went on. Leshinu ashma, mes malbusha, mes lashaynam. The Medrash says they had megillas that they used to learn on Shabbos to give them betochen. They didn't give up hope. What happened? What l'chatchila would seem impossible happened. They became a mimachras haShabbos. There came Shabbos was the day they were redeemed, and now they were living in the mimachras haShabbos. The past was a nightmare, wasn't around anymore, and when they didn't have any hope, it turned out that they were saved from that. A person that's holding in a matzav of se'irim, where his human spirit is within, is broken within him, where he's holding in a matzav of a behema, he should remember the mimachros haShabbos. There's taker yesterday, but there's a hope for tomorrow. And then he can work his way forward until he reaches the madrega, when it'll be a ben adam and he can have the chitim as well. That's why the Torah, this is the Shem Yishmul, says this word. He says, that's why it says mimachros haShabbos, to give chizuk to the person that's feeling like he's ready for Zayim, to give him hope for tomorrow, that eventually it'll be chitim. That was Dr. Shem Yishmul. So Yaakov Dalinsky brings down this pshat. He says over a Moshe Dikemais, he says, when he was a bacher, he was in Litte. So the Russians took over Litte. They want the Vashtetzer, they were being roided for religion, they were roided for Rabbanim, they were roided for anybody that performed Jewish rituals, Moyalim and Sheikhtim and such. So he was staying over at the home of a Sheikhit and a Moyal, a fellow by the name of Rabbi Isaac. And in a way, he was in danger, because that was a place where the authorities would be focusing on. Kitzah Maisa, one night, the dreaded sound of banging on the door. There was a back door, so Ryanku tells the fellow, you stand by that door over there, I'll answer the front door. He answers the front door, and standing there was an officer. He says, is the Sheikhit here? He says, Sheikhit? Sheikhit, what Sheikhit? We live in Russia, the mother country. They forbid this. You know, we're loyal citizens of Russia. You know, why would there be a Sheikhit over here? So then the fellow asks him, tell me, the fellow that cuts the children, is he here? It's an interesting definition of a male, the one that cuts the children. So that also, that's prohibited. You know, Mother Russia, well, we go against the law of Mother Russia. So the officer says, Dreitnishkin Kup! Dreitnishkin Kup! He says, where's the person that makes children into Yid? Heard Yiddish already. He said, this Epis. So he tells Rabbi Isaac to come out. Rabbi Isaac's sittering mama. She's white like a sheet. So the officer says, he closes the door behind him. And he says, my wife gave birth to a baby boy, and her father keeps on coming to her in a cholam to make him a yid, give him a bris milah. So I want him to have a bris milah. They made up exactly, you know, when, what day.
at what time of the day. And they made up, they're going to come at a certain hour. And if they see a woman in the front of the house walking out with a basket, they'll know that the coast is clear. There's going to be a maid inside. You don't have to worry about her. So Yankov with the moil got up early one morning. The moil didn't go to his regular job, which in itself was a zakon. That means he risked losing his job. But for the sake of a bris mila, he was willing to lose his job. They walked 5-6 kilometers to a river to be tovel in the mikveh. They cracked through the ice. They went in. Rogolinsky said he almost didn't make it. He couldn't find the hole again. He was underneath. He made it out. That way they went back. They performed the bris and they were rewarded amply. How's things? The officer was not there and the mother was not there. There was a maid there. A few weeks later, he meets this officer in the street. He says, "Tell me, can I ask you something?" He looks around quickly. He didn't want to be seen talking to him, quickly and quietly. He says, "I'm wondering." He says, "You're a communist." He says, "Why do you want your son to have a bris mila?" She says, "I'll tell you. The Yidden have survived for 3,000 years. It's not going so well right now. It's not going so well. But the day will come when the sun is going to come up again, the clouds are going to disperse, and the Yidden again are going to be at the top of the world. I want to give my son the yecheilus of coming back. There's going to be a better tomorrow." This is the way a communist, you know, over epis, there's a pintle of Yid over there. So Yankov said, he learned from, you have to live with the tomorrow. Talking now, the matzav is not good. Over, there's chances for a better tomorrow. That's what it says over here. Mimachras HaShabbos Yenifenu HaKoyen. We're all Kayhanim. You have to elevate yourself with the knowledge that there is a Mimachras HaShabbos. They put him in a prison. Rashi says, by himself, I'm sorry, by Anicheu ben Mishmar, that was the Mekalel. They put the Mekalel in prison by himself. But they didn't put him together with the Mekoshesh. The mice of the Mekoshesh that gathered wood on Shabbos happened at around the same time, and he was in prison. And they didn't want to put the Mekalel together with him. Why not? Zok Rashi. Because the Mekoshesh, they knew it was Chayiv Misa. They just didn't know which Misa. The Mekalel, they didn't know if he's Chayiv Misa or not. Memelo, they didn't put them together. So the Sifsei Chacham speaks out, so what's so terrible? So him, he knew he's Chayiv Misa, and he's not Chayiv Misa. So what's the terrible thing? Because if you would put the Mekalel, of the Sifsei Chacham, if you put the Mekalel together with the Mekoshesh, the Mekalel will think that the reason why they're putting me together with him is because he's Chayiv Misa also. And what happens if at the end their Mavari is not Chayiv Misa? So it comes out, we gave him Tsar and the fear of Misa for no reason at all. The Mel, they didn't want to put him together. The Chayiv was Pshat, Maman of Shach. If your Mavari, that he's Chayiv Misa, so you didn't make him fearful for no reason, he's not a Chayiv Misa. Elma is not Chayiv Misa, but he's a Russia. So what do you care if he feels bad? Zekman from Danit, that the Torah does not give any added tsar to someone if he doesn't deserve it. It makes no difference if he's a Russia. The Torah is sensitive to the pain and to the feelings of others. And if he doesn't deserve it, he doesn't deserve it. Zehu. The Medler didn't put them together. My Rosh Hashiva of Giftes Atzal said me either Gisa. It could be that they didn't put them together for the sake of the Mekoshesh of us. Because if they're going to put the Mekalel together with the Mekoshesh will think the Mekalel is Chayiv Misa. So it's a little bit of a nechama, you know, misery likes company. So, okay, he's gone with Misa, but he's also gone with Misa there. You know, it's a Tzara of a Rabin. So it makes it a little bit, but then if in the middle it turns out he's not Chayiv Misa, so then the Mekoshesh is going to say, oh, he's Chayiv Misa and he's not. It's going to be a bigger tsar to him. He does not deserve more tsar, to get more tsar than he actually, you know, has coming to him. The male out of sensitivity, they did not put them together. A guten Shabbos, everybody. What? No. You coming tomorrow?